With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Giving up all that money that you saved for your child's college education in order to attend game one. And so if you go to Bruins Raffles with an S.org, right? Right, Nancy Know-It-All?
Correct.
You said there's an S on there,
there
right?
There is an S on
okay.
there.
Okay. If you go to BruinsRaffles.org and you can spend as little as 10 bucks to get two chances to win these tickets. And the proceeds go to the Greg Hill Foundation and to the Boston Bruins Charitable Foundation. So my sincere thanks to the Bees for acknowledging that I've been there since the beginning and hooking us up. It is 7:01, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. With regard to NFL players being allowed by Roger Goodell to smoke marijuana,
yes.
A 401 texter says, can you imagine the diet cheat binge that Bestie would go on if he had the
God.
Munchies?
Holy hell, Batman.
I know. Can you imagine?
No, I mean, can't. That would be... He would all of a sudden like come out of this fog on the floor in his palatial Brookline estate surrounded by... wrappers and crumpled up Mylar bags.
What's cheating to him, though? Seriously, cheating to us would be like, yeah, deep fried pizza, but to him would be, well, I'm going to put some cream cheese on my wasa bread.
No, it's right? going to be like non-organic produce.
Well, can you imagine Bestie in that condition ordering a fat bag from Sergi's from Sergi's in upstate New York?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We'd have to have any photos that surfaced online scuttled.
Yeah. This is Scott from Weymouth.
Oh.
Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Boston.
What's up, Scott?
Oh.
What's going on, Scott?
What's up? Real quick, Greg. In and out. Danielle, don't get excited when I say this, but
okay.
I'm going to be in and out in 30 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So my Bruins predictions have been pretty spot on. Can we agree on that?
Yes, you have. Yes, you nailed it.
I got the take. You ready? First of all, I can't believe it's not till Monday, but whatever it is. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
I'm going to be right again. You watch.
Yeah, go.
The Bruins are going to sweep them.
Sweep?
Yes.
You're nuts.
And I want to get the shoe real quick on an awesome 90s song. Real quick, Greg.
Okay, what?
In and out.
What?
30 seconds. We're down to 20 seconds.
Just what is it?
Jesus, man.
If the Bruins lose a game, it's going to be game one. If they lose a game, which I don't think they're going to.
Okay.
This is their time. They're in sync.
Yeah.
They're just flowing. So I love a sweep. Now, shoe, you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
This is a take. If you remember this band, I swear to God, forget the band. I owe you a 12-pack.
Yeah, wow.
A band called Green Apple Quickstep.
Of course. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And their song was called Las Vorgas. Not Vegas, Las Vorgas. And I'm going to sing the chorus for you real quick.
No, I believe it was Vargas.
Vargas. It was Vargas, Scott. Thank you. All right. Scott calling for a sweep. I think that's crazy.
He was right that.
That's nonsense.
He was right
I think that's nonsense.
Time.
We'll see what Jack says. Jack Edwards joining us in about 15 or 20 minutes. And Scott ought to go, and you ought to go to the Bruins scrimmage that they're doing tonight. That's open. That's open to the public.
Nice.
7:00. That is open to the public. So, speaking
will you be going since you're such a huge fan?
I know. I'll be.
You'll be in Nantucket already.
I'll be traveling to Figaui for a charity event. Every year I am honored as the oldest man at Figaui.
That's
like baby New Year. They put you in some Nantucket red shorts and they put you on a float.
I like to go over there and collect the award for oldest creep at Figaui. I do that every year at this time.
For the fifth year in a row.
It's one of the highlights of my year. All right. We must get to the sports. Of course, LB is out. Don't know when LB will be back, but Danielle is kind enough to fill in this morning.
And now, Danielle.
Women are such teasers. That's why I went back to men.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Well, only took 4.5 hours and 13 innings, but the Red Sox won over the Blue Jays in Toronto last night.
And he swings, and it's one high to left field. Benintendi going toward the line. He is there. He makes the catch in fair ground, and the Red Sox have won it. The Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays in 13 innings, 6-5.
Mookie Betts and Rowdy Tellez traded homers in the 12th. Rafael Devers also homered for Boston. J.D. Martinez was held out of the lineup with a sore back. The Sox and Blue Jays wrap up their four-game series with a matinee today at Rogers Center. Ryan Weber will be on the mound for Boston and Clayton Richard for Toronto. Sox right now are 26-23, 5.5 back in the AL East. Your Bruins enjoying a little downtime before the start of the Stanley Cup Final. They host the Blues in Game 1 on Monday. Boston, of course, swept Carolina in the East Finals, and they've won 7 straight overall. And St. Louis beat San Jose in 6 games in the West. Now, 49 years it took for the Bruins and the Blues to have their Stanley Cup Final rematch. And, of course, the iconic B-Orr flying goal photo came from Game 4 in that series. And yesterday, Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy was talking about how he remembers that photo. He was a paper boy back in Ottawa growing up.
Oh, I was also a paper boy.
You guys have something in
common. We have that in common.
You do.
Yes, okay.
So he spoke to reporters yesterday about what that photo meant to him and what else he had on his wall as a young man.
I used to deliver the paper when I was a kid, and I cut it out and it was on my wall. It was probably, by the time I took it down, I'm going to guess it was what, yellow? Isn't that what the newspaper color goes? So there it was. And I had the hockey card, too. We had all those, it was when we had all the trophies behind them. I think there was like 5 of them or 4 of them. So those, that was what was on my wall. And maybe a Farrah Fawcett poster.
Maybe.
Delicious.
What?
Delicious.
What's delicious?
Bruce Cassidy, he's a DILF.
Really?
Yeah.
He's what?
He's a DILF.
He's a DILF.
Yeah, he's a DILF.
Oh, well, I mean,
he's a good-looking dude.
I mean, would you find him to be the when it comes to DILFs that coach our professional sports franchises? Would you find him more attractive than Bill Belichick? Alex Cora?
Yeah.
Brad Stevens?
Yeah. Brad Stevens looks too much like Theo to me.
Like Theo Epstein? Wow.
So, yeah, I'd say out of the 4,
okay,
that would be where I'd go.
I see. So.
Wow.
Oh, all right.
Not even giving the Revs a chance.
I hope Bruce.
Who does? No offense, guys.
I hope.
Just kidding. You're wonderful. We love you.
I hope Bruce isn't listening. The guy might be distracted all day long thinking about that.
Hey. Well, good. He has till Monday to get it together.
All right.
If they don't do well on Monday, I'm not taking any kind of blame for that, by the way.
So he is DILF. He is DILF number one in your opinion when it comes to when
in the Big 4,
huh?
The Big Boston 4. I'd say yes.
It's probably just because you like hockey. I mean, that's
that too. But if there were a lineup, that'd be the guy that I'd go with.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's a 774 text that says Bruce Cassidy is a hottie. So there you go. There's another woman who agrees with you. I'm assuming it's a woman. I want to, a good friend of the show was called this morning, Chef Daniel Bruce.
Oh, yes.
From the Boston Harbor Hotel.
Yes, love Chef.
And there's a big wine auction going on today.
I'm listening.
And it's in the news because Chef Bruce has donated a bottle of wine. Chef, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, by the way?
I'm doing great.
So listen, you've donated a very expensive bottle of wine for this this event, which is happening today. Can you tell us a little bit about this bottle of wine?
Actually, it's not a bottle of wine. It's even better than that. It's a trip for 2 to Napa Valley, staying 2 nights there.
I stand corrected.
Oh, I need this.
How's that? That's way better.
That is way better. And this is this event is going on this morning, correct?
This morning.
Over in the Seaport.
Yes, at the Seaport Hotel. It's a Scouts of America award ceremony, and for some reason they chose me to be their Good Scout of the Year.
Now, I assume that you were a Boy Scout growing up?
I was not, but I lived in the little town of 52, so in essence, I was sort of the original Boy Scout, I guess.
So this event going on over in the Seaport, Boy Scouts of America, and Chef Bruce is being honored, and he came up with a trip to Napa.
That's
so
awesome.
That's a pretty amazing thing.
Not so bad. Also, wine tastings at Opus One, Farniente, and Frog's Leap as well with the owners.
Oh my
Farniente.
Lord!
Danielle, I have to leave.
She's losing her mind. She's
favorite.
A wino.
Nickel and Farniente is my favorite place to go.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Well, maybe Chef Bruce, will you take Danielle the next time you go to Napa?
Absolutely, I'll consider that.
Thank you, Chef. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, listen. If you're looking for something to do this morning, you can head over there, and it's a really, really cool thing. And congratulations on being honored.
Thank you so much.
When I have a chef on, I always like to ask if you could only have one sauce, only one, whether it's a mother or otherwise, what would be the one sauce that you would want to cook with?
That's funny. It depends on how I feel that day, I guess. I don't really have one. Sorry, I can't answer that question.
You can't choose one sauce. Is there one sauce that is the single greatest sauce of all time?
I would say no.
Jeez.
Well, wow.
There you go.
Sorry. What, really?
Czarev sauce versus legendary chef. This is uncomfortable.
I could make a lot of analogies, but I'm not going to do that.
All right, Chef Bruce. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. A big event going on for the Boy Scouts of America.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
It is 7:11, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Jack Edwards. And we'll talk about game one of the Stanley Cup final. You can also win tickets for that game in just a little bit. Give those away in about 15 minutes or so. We will get to Stowe 5-0, and we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message now, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, we got a use it or lose it policy around here. I got to burn the vacay days or they're gone.
Yeah,
I don't have any choice.
Yeah.
I don't have any choice. Our next guest never takes vacation during the hockey season, whether he's doing the game or doing the pregame. Jack Edwards is always focused on one thing, and that is our beloved Boston Bruins.
Yes.
And Jack joins us now. Jack from Nesson. Jack, how are you?
I'm tearing my hair out waiting for the Stanley Cup final. How about you?
I'm the same. Like, I get it, the layoff. It's probably been, you know, you can debate whether it's been good or bad for these guys, but for the diehards, I wish the game was tonight. I mean, we have to wait till Monday, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, I am looking forward to the two 25-minute periods of a scrimmage they're playing tonight against each other at TD Garden. I mean, how bad is that? I mean, I need my hockey fix, right?
What is your opinion on the time off for the Bees? Good or a bad thing?
I trust in Don, right? You know, I think if you look at the big picture, Don Sweeney has pulled every lever. He's pushed every button. And, yeah, we wish the Bruins had hit the jackpot on those three consecutive picks in 2015. We all wish that Matt Beleski had turned into a superstar. But I don't think you can fault Don Sweeney for his ability to plan and his ability to have the team execute that plan. And I think that they have consulted all kinds of different sources and that they're going to arrive on time when the puck drops on Monday night at TD Garden. I really think this team's going to be prepared despite this enormous layoff.
And I'm going to say this, and not just because he is an everyday listener of this program and probably listening right now, but there were some who questioned how Don Sweeney would do in that role. And this result right here is vindication for him. Wouldn't you say, Jack?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the first place, he got nominated for Executive of the Year and should be. And if you look at the moves that he made at the deadline, a lot of people look at deadline deals and say, oh, get the most expensive guy available because he's had the greatest stats in the past. And Sweeney has methodically built this team. And to bring in a Charlie Coyle and to bring in a Marcus Johansson, those have been exactly the right pieces to fit in this puzzle. Coyle has been amazing how he has gotten better almost every single game in the playoffs. And he is comfortable with his role. He takes leadership when it's time to lead. He does the hard thing when it's time to do the hard thing. Marcus Johansson has begun to find seams, and his patience with the puck is almost like a left-handed David Krejci out there at times. And it's just been exactly what the Bruins have needed. The draft and develop ethic that he established long ago as a player personnel guy, even before he was the GM in Providence and the assistant GM in Boston simultaneously, it's all coming to fruition. And there's only one more step to take, and they're about to take it because of all that great planning.
And, Jack, would you join me in expressing your disgust with some of these buffoons who suggest that Chara is too old and ought to be sat?
You know, Chara had some moments, especially in the Toronto series, where they went right at him, and it sort of looked as if, wow, has this guy suddenly aged? But as Zdeno Chara has done throughout the last five seasons that he has played, he made adjustments, not over the course of a season, not over the course of a career, but over the course of a few hours between games, and he adjusted the way he played. The guy is one of the most remarkable athletes in the history of this city, and I guess Wilt Chamberlain was right that nobody cheers for Goliath, and everybody sees the faults in a huge man who is not the most agile player who ever laced up skates, but you cannot fault the guy for his ability to see the game, his intellectual power that he applies to it, his athletic prowess, and his desire to help the team in any way he can. You know, you look at all great athletes, and there's an old saying, the athlete dies twice. Well, when an athlete has been around as long as Chara has, and he sees the end coming, some athletes kind of get bitter and selfish, and they drag a team down in their manners. But he has given up his power play role. He has accepted his all defense role. And yeah, he goes forward on offense every once in a while, but he knows what he does best, and he continues to do that for the Bruins. And I guarantee you that the Blues know that they're in against one of the toughest guys to play against in the last 20, 25 years in the NHL.
The last time the Bruins won the Cup, it wasn't a factor, but how important, Jack, do you think home ice advantage is?
My opinion on home ice is that it's really valuable if your team is ahead. If the visiting team can score first, it takes a lot of wind out of the sails of an opponent. And I think that really played out in the Carolina series where the building in Raleigh had a reputation of being a loud, rowdy, wild building and very difficult to play in. And the Bruins took the air out of that place twice in a row, and they got out the brooms and swept aside the Carolina Hurricanes. The crowd in Boston, and I've sampled a lot of playoff crowds, the crowd in Boston is as deafening as any crowd in the NHL because the people really understand not only their enthusiasm and how it affects the team, but how they actually can affect the atmosphere in the players' ears. And I think it's going to be a factor. But if St. Louis comes out and pops in a couple early in the first period, it's going to neutralize that. It's still all about how the players execute on the ice.
Jack Edwards is our guest. A 508 texter would like to know if you ever announce the game while watching at home with friends and family.
Yeah, although I let slip a few four-letter words and occasionally get graphic about the men wearing the stripes when they blow a call. But my wife had to leave the room because she couldn't stand what I was how I was behaving in an earlier round. But I can't get it out of my head.
A texter wants you to go Instagram Live and do the games for us on Instagram Live, Jack.
I would love to do that, but NBC has lawyers who would be on me like a dog on a hamburger.
How do you feel about Doc Emrick? Because I like Doc Emrick. People text in, they don't like Doc. I think Doc is really good.
Look, Doc has given his entire career to hockey, and I really have really deep admiration and personal affection for the man. He likes everybody, and despite my objection to the way NBC has trampled on our rights, I don't hold him responsible for that, because that's all corporate stuff. He's just doing his job. I think he's great at what he does. Everybody has a different style, and his style is unique, but it's enthusiastic, it's energetic. He clearly loves the game, and he, I think, makes every telecast better. I still think he's among the very greatest network guys who's ever called a game.
A 617 texter wants to know how long it takes you to calm down and chill after a game. Is it like hours, Jack?
That's a great question. And I live quite a distance from TD Garden, almost a two-hour drive to home. And it's a good thing, because I take way past Worcester to decompress, and that's probably a good thing, because if I lived about 15 minutes from home, I'd wake up the kids and the dog every time I came home. I'm still wired after a game, and for me, that's just the way I've always operated. I'm an emotion-based guy, and I try to prepare for every game as well as I can, so I don't say something stupid on the air, but that doesn't stop me from doing it all the time, of course. But for me, it's the emotion of the game and being in the building when one team proves it's better than the other, and I never will fail to get stoked about that. And it's a long decompression. It's almost as long as the game itself.
Is there a danger with regard to the Blues that they may have the momentum, only because I think I'm correct when I say that they were in last place in January or close to it? Is there a concern that they actually have the momentum going into this?
I personally believe that momentum only lasts as long as the next puck tumbles out of the next referee or linesman's hand, depending on the circumstance. I think that if Bruins fans have anxiety about the St. Louis Blues, it's well placed, because their goalie is playing out of his mind right now, and all due credit to Binnington, who was almost on the NHL scrap heap when this season began. But if you look at his form, he is really technically sound, and he does not give up much. The thing that every true Stanley Cup contender has is a rock solid top 4D, and St. Louis has a rock solid top four D. When you can roll out Colton Parayko and Jay Bouwmeester, and then Alex Pietrangelo and Joel Edmondson, you're not going to give up much. And that's what Craig Berube, the coach of St. Louis, can do. And much as the Bruins can do. You know, their top four D can play with anybody, and Tuukka Rask is the best goalie in the Stanley Cup playoffs so far this season. But don't underestimate St. Louis's ability to shut any team down, and that includes the Bruins and the Bruins' power play, for that matter. That is a really, really, really good team coming at the Bruins from St. Louis. I'm looking at seven heart attack games, but it ought to be great hockey.
Mm. And you guys will be on before the game Monday, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, yeah, 1 hour before every game and 1 hour after. So you can find us either on Nesson or Nesson Plus, depending on the Red Sox schedule. But full marks to the Bruins tribe, because they've been finding us. We've been getting really impressive ratings even when we've been on Nesson Plus. So I'm really happy about that.
And you'll be over there tonight for the scrimmage in the stands calling the game for anybody who's sitting near you, correct?
I will not be buying free popcorn for them, though.
All right, Jack. I can't wait. I wish it was tonight, but go Bees. Yeah. And it's great. It's always great having you on. So we'll talk to you throughout the series, all right?
Thanks. Yeah, I'm looking forward to chatting with you guys as we go farther and farther and I get more horse and more horse.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
There's Jack Edwards.
Jack.
He's into it.
Love Jack. He's very into it.
Hard up.
Yeah, and I'm fine with it.
I guarantee you it takes him 3 to 4 hours after a game to decompress.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Yes. Has to.
Guaranteed. All right. I'm going to give these tickets away right now. I mean, is that okay? It's 7:38.
Sure.
It means I'm going to have to push Stowe 5-0 to a later time. Is that right?
I think the cup takes priority.
Yeah,
you think
I agree.
Well, you know, we want the cup, but the St. Louis fans, they want Boston.
Yeah, they do.
They're really gung-ho over there. They want Boston.
We want Boston! We want Boston! We want Boston!
Why would you want Boston? We've beaten every single one of your teams in every championship series that we've ever played them
seriously.
In every single time.
St. Louis wants Boston like Elizabeth Warren wants a beer.
yeah, you're right about that. All right, let's do this.
The Bruins are taking on the Blues for the Cup.
Don't tell anyone they haven't won a game in the Stanley Cup Final.
But how much do we really know about St. Louis?
Apparently, you can't find a cup anywhere in St. Louis.
It's time to play Know Your Enemy.
Our hometown of St. Louis, the best sports city in America.
The best sports city in America?
He actually said those words.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Yeah.
Wow.
Said that.
Are you kidding me?
In front of people.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, Gloria.
All right. We have tickets to give away for game one. And the Bruins are back, and you could be there. Puck drops at 8 on Monday. Select tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. Very simple contest this morning, created by yours truly. Another award-winning game that I have created to give away Bruins tickets.
Tremendous.
Very simple, multiple choice questions about St. Louis, so you get to know the enemy. Hello, Derek. Derek? Oh, Derek missed out.
No.
Mark.
Oh,
hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
Mark, how are you?
Hey, excellent.
Where are you from, Mark?
Salem, New Hampshire.
Mark, St. Louis is commonly known as what? A, the gateway to obesity. B, the gateway to the West.
Uh-huh.
Or C, the city of sports teams who always lose to Boston.
Ooh, interesting.
I would go with C, but I really want the tickets, so we'll go with B.
B? Well, yes, you're correct. Bravo. Hang on. You have qualified. You have qualified to win those tickets.
I was hoping it was A.
A, the gateway to obesity. Hello, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Good. I'm ready to win.
Karen, this popular refreshment was invented in St. Louis in 1904. A, iced coffee. B, nautical American gin. Or C, iced tea.
I'll say C.
C, iced tea?
Hmm. Yes.
Nailed it.
Wow, really?
How did St. Louis?
In St. Louis. Yes. Wow. In St. Louis. Yes.
Just want to thank you for saying iced.
Iced coffee. This is Gail. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
Gail, how are you?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
Gail, this hip-hop artist is best known for his signature Band-Aid under his eye and for being from St. Louis. Is it A, Lil Wayne, B, Stiz Grimy, or C, Nelly? Oh.
Nelly.
Is that your guess?
C, yes.
Yes, you are correct. It is. Yes. Yes, it is Nelly.
Wow.
We are playing Know Your Enemy so that everybody can familiarize themselves with the city of St. Louis. Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, how are you?
Not too bad, Greg. Let me just remind the St. Louis fans, their beloved Chiefs also wanted the Pats, and that didn't work out too well.
Mark, this popular appetizer was invented in St. Louis. Was it A, Greg's Easy Krabbies and Homemades, B, Toasted Ravioli, or C, Mozzarella Sticks?
I'm going to go with the Toasted Raviolis.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
St. Louis invented the toasted. I love. You like toasted raviolis?
I do. I hope the people at the Chateau thanked them.
So, well, the Chateau does a great job with it. That's their signature appetizer, I think, over there. Yes. This is Anthony. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Anthony?
Hey. Not bad. Go Bruins.
Go Bees.
Yep.
What do you call it? How many games?
It's going to be a tough one. Probably going to say six.
Okay. St. Louis is well known for which feat? A, consuming more barbecue sauce per capita than any other city. B, having the most rainfall of any American city. Or C, having the worst hockey players in the United States of America.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. I would love to say C, but like the other guy said, it's going to be tough.
What are you going?
Go for B.
B, the most rainfall?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They are known for consuming the most barbecue sauce of any city in the United States.
That's impressive.
And they look like it. Oh. Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
Mike, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Mike, the very first what was built in St. Louis? A, McDonald's. B, Interstate Highway. Or C, Outhouse.
We'll go Interstate Highway.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing, too.
Yes. Yes. Huh. All right. Answer the question correct about the enemy, and you will qualify for tickets for game one of the Stanley Cup Final. And this is Dan. Dan?
Yes. Good morning.
How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you get the last chance this morning. I hope you're ready.
I hope so.
The tallest monument in the United States is located in St. Louis and is known as what? A, the Golden Arches. B, the Bunker Hill Monument. Or C, the Gateway Arch.
Gateway Arch.
Yes.
All right.
Just in under the wire.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Now we know everything we need to know about St. Louis,
yes.
and we're ready for Monday night.
Can't wait.
All right. So what we will do is shuffle all of the qualifiers, and we'll come back, and one of you on air will win tickets for game one of the Stanley Cup Final on Monday night. I want to remind you that the Bruins have selected the Greg Hill Foundation to be co-beneficiary with the Bruins Foundation of their ticket raffle for Game 1. These are luxury suite tickets for Monday night. So all you have to do is go to BruinsRaffles.org. That's BruinsRaffles.org. Take as many chances as you want. You get two chances for $10.
Yep.
And the more you spend, obviously, the better a chance you have at being there on Monday night in a luxury suite, loaded up with food. You can participate if you want in the vodka chug between periods. And you have to go to BruinsRaffles.org. That's BruinsRaffles.org. And you'll be doing something great for two charitable foundations, the Bruins Charitable Foundation and the Greg Hill Foundation.
Now, will you be back from Fagawi / Forgizit in time for a doubleheader to do both the Sox game and the Bruins game?
I will only be doing the Bruins
game. So no pedicab races.
I'm going to land right there on Causeway Street.
Not surprising.
Stan wants it. You want to pick the winner right now? We're kind of late, Stan. We'll do it when we come back. All right? We'll be right back. Let's pick a winner of the tickets for Stanley Cup Final Game 1, so everyone knows that all things are on the up and up over here. Stanley Stizgrimy has entered the studio with all of the qualifiers. What are you doing? What? I can't. Oh, you're going to go live?
So they can see that we really do things on the up and up over here at the Hillman Morning Show.
Oh, I see. All right.
We do do. That's pretty much a good descriptor of what's happening here every single day.
This is like when the Publishers Clearinghouse people used to show up at the house with a camera and write the check.
Right.
What are you going live on? Instagram? All right. Instagram live at WAAF Boston. Good morning. What do you think of my look today with the golf shirt tucked in? How do you feel about that?
What are you trying to hide?
All right, so we're Instagram Live right this moment at WAAF Boston, Instagram Live. And can you show the sophisticated system that you have with regard to the qualifiers? They're all written on tiny little pieces of paper.
There's no Russian system that can hack into this at all.
Yeah, no, it cannot be hacked.
Don't get my double chin, Stan.
Wait a minute. Are those, Danielle, are those your hands or is that a hand model?
It's a hand model.
Okay, all right. So
I follow a parts model on Instagram. She's beautiful.
Danielle's hands are toggling the qualifiers.
I don't think that's the right word.
Okay, now you are. Okay. Now I believe you're cupping the qualifiers.
You're getting weird.
And you're moving the qualifiers about.
I'm manipulating the qualifiers like a couple of Benoit balls. Yes.
Okay.
You started it.
Okay. All right.
You know where I go with this. Okay, ready?
Instagram Live. Pick one of the
go with which one was left.
Oh, okay. All right. So, you did it like one of those game shows where they have all the balls in the little air filled chamber, and then one. Yes. What?
Oh,
who
God.
Is it? What?
I expect a really good Christmas present this year.
Who is it?
Hold on. I'm going to cover the phone number.
Who is it?
That would be our friend Mark Bish.
What?
You are welcome, buddy.
Oh, my God.
And we did a full-on thing. There's no possible way I could have known that was his thing. So,
Bish,
not that I would have picked him. Just kidding.
Bish was suggested yesterday as a part of the most hated caller bracket, which we are going to do. And he ends up winning the tickets. So good for Bish.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give him a little round of applause over here. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Stiz. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will be joined in the studio by brand new Boston Bruins Anthem maestro and bartender Todd Angeli.
Mm-hmm.
And we've discussed Todd on the show many times, and the fact that I think he does a great job. Very difficult to step into the shoes of Rene Rancourt.
Oh, yeah.
Fact.
I mean, the guy was the institution in Boston.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And probably at times difficult for Rene to actually step into his own shoes, depending on where he may have been.
Okay.
But Todd is doing a great job, and he's going to join us in the studio. And I'm hoping that he'll do the anthem. I mean, I don't know if you... We talked about him on the show a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And is he willing to do
I believe he's actually warming up.
Oh, really?
I think.
Unless that
was somebody having some trouble. Sibilance.
So, of course, he's a bartender at the Garden, and he got the job singing the anthem, which is a pretty cool story. So, sorry.
Oh,
he will join us in the studio shortly. We got to get to Stowe 5-0, which we'll do in a minute.
Okay.
We will also make sure that I think probably at about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.